The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Thursday. Yeah, it's just regular Thursday as far as I know, but it is August 7th, 2025.
You know how I always remember this Thursday, and this is always how I'm going to remember it. Every year, the first Thursday in August is Jackal Night at Sturgis. Full throttle.
It's the homecoming.
Yep.
It's the family reunion.
The Jackal Bar and Grill opens in Sturgis tonight. I like that sign, too, they have in the back. It does say Jackal's Bar and Grill. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they should – I have to mention this to Jesse. You know, and oddly enough, I was going to say I could text him this and ask him – believe it or not, he doesn't text in all caps. You would think he does.
He don't.
But he doesn't. But
he's pretty good about getting back to you.
Man, why don't you get a hype man to wear, like, you know, who was the I want to do this without help just to prove it to myself.
Me too. Let's warm the brain up real early.
Hold on. Let me give one of these. I'm not taking a hit of a vape or anything. I'm just.
Well, you got that Elf Bar, that Voodoo?
I do three, right?
Three, yeah. Oh, you can do a 10-bell salute.
No, that's too much.
As for you, Looper, South Korean bell sounds.
That's not size to
Axis of Evil.
I don't know that it's associated with any particular religion or thought.
That's where he's from.
Process. Oh, that's where he's from for sure. Yep. Yes, yes.
Tim.
Okay.
The only Korean named Tim, I believe.
Right. Okay. So, I have to give you some clues, and you'll have to help me get there. But if you get the answer...
This is fun.
Okay. Remember, I'm thinking of a hype man that can get on stage and dress as the wolf, the jackal wolf. It is a wolf, yeah. Right?
It is a wolf.
Is it a werewolf? Like the Samoan werewolf? Of Samoan? Nah,
it's not Samoan.
It's not Samoan. So
it's not doing moonsaults.
Just Georgia. It's just
the Georgia werewolf.
It's a Georgia werewolf from London, oddly enough.
It's a southern werewolf, brother.
And so it sounds like cheap dip. Hey, man, what is that? It smells good. It's a southern werewolf. It's got some bite.
You got a coupon for that? It comes in red and green.
Dude, I used to pop hard when I dipped, and you'd go and they'd say, they'd give you, it looked like a coaster. And actually, it looked like a big flat can of dip. And say, hey, this is for you. It's like,
oh, what is this?
2 for $5, which now I don't even know what dip costs. It's like,
well, if it were
$7, I bet.
If it were Southern Werewolf, it would be 2 rolls for $5.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I told Fatboy this, and normally I would look to Paige right now, and because Fatboy knows what I'm about to say, but we'll put in a call to her in a minute. I'm saying this to you now, the audience, which I can do. I can just talk to them.
Straight to them.
Yeah, okay.
That's what they want you to do.
I was at the grocery store the other day, and I'm not a magazine person, especially now that you can watch porn online. I mean, really, any magazines. I'll flip through them. I don't flip through them at the doctor's office, and I don't advise you do it either.
No.
More of my germophobia, but sick people there reading the same magazines over and over again. Many of them. Licking their fingers.
It's all highlights of Motor Trends anyway.
It's never anything salacious. So I walk by and I see, oh, Sports Illustrated. Just out of plumb curiosity, how much is it? And now correct me, was it $15.99 or $14.99? I can go back. I sent a picture of it to you.
I want to say it was $15.99.
It was.
Pretty sure that's what it was.
Going back. God, you text me too much.
too many groups.
Yeah, $15.99. And I'm like, my God. I mean, I get it. I look at everything else inflationary, and it makes sense. But, Lord, have mercy. Like,
I mean, we're not talking about special editions, right?
No.
Like, no swimsuit.
It was swimsuits probably like 30.
God, they even do it still.
Yeah, they do.
Or they're like, we feel objectified.
Yeah, they do because I want the one with Duflachi on it. They made 4 covers of it. They made one.
Oh, like Superman when he died?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's like 10 Supermen now.
They really are.
It's weird. There's John Kent, Clark Kent.
I had the one that he was like Terminator Superman when he came back.
Cyborg.
Yep.
What was Steel? Was he like Robot Superman?
Or he, maybe, I mean, maybe that's the one it was. I think it was the blue cover.
Yeah.
When Doomsday broke his back, he came back in four separate covers.
He's like Chrome. It was Steel. He carried a big old hammer.
Yep.
Big old sledgehammer. Anyway, it was, yeah. I was like, my God, that's crazy. Like back in the day when I delivered magazines, like I would literally have like a Brink truck nowadays with those valuable magazines.
Who the hell was going to buy it? I mean, we were in it, practically carrying the website.
Well, yeah, I know. Now, I would have paid that.
Yeah.
If we'd made the magazine, it's made the website. But still, I mean, that's, you know.
Sports Illustrated, either way.
We can't. I thought about that the other day because, you know, I printed out copies of it because that's like, you know, to us, it's kind of, it's cool. It's funny, though. It's kind of ironic, you know,
yep.
That you can't say that you were in Sports Illustrated. You were on Sports Illustrated. The cover? No. .com. But, I mean, number two story of the day on sports, I mean, it was kind of a off time for sports, but still.
I mean, it was all over.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, look, it don't really bother me now that we are referred to as a podcast sometimes because we do have a podcast.
Yeah, and then younger, some younger folks, and that's fine. I get it. They don't really fathom the word radio show. Like they
nope.
You mean like a podcast? And you just like a yep. Podcast.
That's the right. First thing they go to.
It's a live. Oh, so like a live stream? kinda. I mean, there is that option too. We like also
are you on Twitch?
Yeah.
Oh God.
But I mean, we just do this thing where you get in your car and you hit this button and boom, there it is. No charge, no subscription, no $100 million contracts.
No. Nope.
Nothing like that.
God, yeah, those are going to be few and far between in the future.
Yeah. This is where we're going to start a Patreon, and we're going to have to. No.
Give us a couple bucks.
So, I'm doing this. Look, I'm bringing us back.
We got a guess.
I'm really trying to do better at that because for doing this, a lot of people, and maybe they're trolling me, that I love when y'all go off on tangents. Maybe y'all are working for the competition and you want us to go off tracks, thus it won't be entertaining.
Or they do it too when they talk to their buddies.
Yes.
We got an award, though. I don't think they got an award.
Probably not. But if they did, they would each get a copy, probably. But let me ask you this. If Guns N' Roses won a Grammy, does Slash get a Grammy? Does Axl get it? Does Duff? Yeah. They each get a Grammy.
Or does the record label take it and say, you know what? That's ours.
You can put it in your recording studio.
Yeah, you can take a picture of it.
Whomever owns the rights.
Get your hot wife, Duff, to take it.
Even the songwriters, everyone will get a Grammy. Yeah, it's like going on
Guns
Oprah.
Guns N' Roses.
Right. But you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do they get one? Because they come out and they present them with one.
Yeah. Well, they should get to share. Like, Izzy gets a turn with it, you know?
Each member of the Super Bowl team should get a mini Lombardi trophy.
A little mini one.
Or the ring is like a little Lombardi trophy. It's ironic.
Dude, these rings now are ridiculous. They open up.
The hats are ridiculous. The shoes are ridiculous. Why not go for the rings now?
Remember Gabe Kapler told us his 2004 Red Sox ring was just too big to wear.
Oh, yeah. Well, that or you just, you know.
Looks real gaudy.
If you're not like high profile, you might be sans security and you're walking around with $250,000 on your finger.
Oh.
You either going to give it up or you're going to come home with nine fingers.
Somebody's going to chop it off. Quarter million. Finger.
Oh, nine fingers. Reminds me back to Bible camp.
Oh, what happened? Oh.
Someone stole your finger?
The girl
no, my it. Nose. My nose.
Oh,
then
no.
I realized my nose looked like a damn thumb. Wow, that's ugly.
Wow,
put it back. So, Jackal, the werewolf. Or it's just a wolf.
Just a wolf.
It might
just
be a werewolf, but it's just a wolf. Southern, it's a wolf. Get a hype man on stage in some kind of realistic yet mascotish costume. Almost like this is what I was leading to. The character that danced with Paula Abdul in the music video.
Oh, I can see it.
Let's do it without the use of reading your text. We appreciate your text. I will politely turn the screen off because I don't want to. I want to do this as you would do it in the 80s.
Are you talking about the video, like the name of the song?
Well,
because I can see it in my head.
I can see it also. Like, it was very 90s Disney-esque.
Or was it a movie?
No, it was a music video. Paige, don't look it up. Are you Googling it?
No, sorry.
Okay.
I only know a couple songs she had. It's got to be one of those.
You know, okay, what was the songs?
There's Straight Up.
No, it wasn't that.
And the other one was...
Oh, God, boy, what a talent. Let's talk about that for a second. Paul Abdul-Jabbar, great ball player, amazing songstress.
Oh, I got to give myself a little clue. Just one.
No, I don't know that it was like one of her top two hits. It's one she would do in concert for sure. Was it... See, I want to say Danger Cat, but I'm thinking Danger Mouse. Those two, boy, they get into fights.
Oh, wow. There were other songs I forgot about.
Forever My Girl, right?
Yeah, that was one.
Yeah.
The other one was a slow one.
Wasn't she in Borat? Didn't they sit on Naked Men?
They sat on Mexicans as furniture.
That's right.
Bruna.
Can I throw one out there?
As long as you promise your soul to God you didn't Google something, because I want to do this like I did, you know, in middle school and stuff, in high school, without the use of a phone or this demonic internet.
It's evil. Al Gore, you invented an evil...
Al Gore, my butt.
First one to sponsor it. Swedes invented it.
I'm thinking of the lyrics of it.
You're looking it up. I don't even want to roll over there. You, of course, you're not going to show it to me now.
Oh. I see the video, man. I
do. They're on like a scaffold on the side of a building.
And we know it's not the song.
Was it a cat?
I want to say it was the slow song she does. That's what it was for.
Uh-huh. Right? And knowing me, I'm applying the video for one song to another one. I just remember her dancing with an animated cat.
Oh, I don't know.
It looked like he could be like one of those. Remember how Dare transitioned into the Dare line? You know, it's like, we got to get the younger kids off drugs too, so let's get little animated characters and stuff.
The Dare line. I'm not going to get it.
I don't know how to look it up. Oh, well... Paige, how did you look it up?
No, I only know Do You Really Love Me part. Do you really?
Do you really?
You would have to type in exactly what you said.
No, it's do you love me? Do you love me, baby?
I don't think it's that song.
No.
I don't think it's that song.
Okay, this is what I'm going to Google. I am going to... This is like a Ouija board. I just realized it. This is how we...
I don't support it.
Oh, my God. And what does witches do? Spells. And how do I spell?
W-E-E-G-I-E. You talk about the board?
No.
Oh.
No. I'm saying Paula Abdul. I'm spelling this into a board. Communicating with some kind of other side here. This is a stretch, I know. Play along. Paula Abdul video. Dancing.
I can't believe we didn't get it.
I know it was... Okay, this is what I'm... This is my thought. Well, no, people will call bullcrap on it now. My original thought was something about Scat Cat, but I don't think that's right, because that sounds...
No, I don't remember hearing that in the song.
I'm thinking of the wrong song.
The song is called Opposites Attract.
Yes.
That makes sense.
And you know... Oh, my God! MC Scat Cat.
Oh, that's the MC. Okay, because they get together.
MC Scat Cat, an animated cat character who appeared with Paula Abdul in 1989, her video for Opposites Attract. Matthew, that was that movie where Sharon...
Peters.
Sharon, no. She opened her leg, and he could see plum up her skirt.
He could see
plum up her plum, probably.
Oh, that is eerie that you mentioned that scene.
Why?
Because the guy who saw it has a birthday today. I'm not going to remind you who it is.
Well, I remember who it was.
Hello, Sharon.
Scat Cat. Man, did that not mean what it... Well, no, it didn't. Because scatting back in the day meant like, you know...
Singing.
Doing on people.
Yeah. Cab Calloway. He was... I don't remember that song he sang, but it was...
So they put out a promotional picture of Paul in this...
Oh, yeah. Here. They had shirts. They had maybe plush. I mean, if that thing was popular now, it'd already have like 10 versions of a pop vinyl. It'd have little mini versions you'd get out of a random egg at Target.
He was not in any other song, video, just that one. He's a one-hit wonder, old Scat Cat.
Well, you know, Scat Man Crothers, yeah. Good text. People knew it, yeah. God, y'all are good. Y'all probably been up all night long, though. We just recently awakened, y'all that knew that. That are your big Abdul supporters.
They're Abdul.
Well, I should probably I should not say it that way. It kind of sounds something different. So I say Abdul supporter. It's like, hey, I don't want to be on the plane with you, pal. You know.
Somebody says straight up Slick Cat.
Slick Cat.
It's people trying to. You
know. I was thinking straight up. Do you really, really love me forever?
Do you love me?
That's the first one I went to.
Here's what other people Googled. Who is that cat in Paula Abdul's Opposites Attract video? So they knew the song.
Who the kitty is?
Who is the animated character? Who does the voice of Scat Cat? Is it Paula Abdul? And then, honest to God, what is Paula Abdul's ethnicity? You know, I've often wondered too. Let's look that up together.
I want to say.
Okay.
Odd.
Guess mixed. That ethnicity.
This is
just a human being game. This is not with any, and I hate that I have to say that, but you know, I will just to be on the safe side. It's just a literal spontaneous game we're just playing.
I'll say your average mix of black and white.
Average. You know what? You're making the biracial kids out there feel very mid right now when you say that.
So, I'll say common then. Your common mix of black and white.
Even maybe worse. They think Pokemon. They want to be a super rare.
I'll say your superior mix of black and white.
Oh, okay. Paige, your guesses.
I'd say Anglo-Saxon and Hispanic.
Ooh. Well, how'd they meet, you know? Yeah. Somebody was made to do it in either situation. No. Paul Abdul's ethnicity is Jewish with Syrian and Canadian roots.
Oh, what's her real name then? Because it can't be Abdul.
Her real name. Paula Julie Abdul.
Oh, wow.
Julie spelled the traditional way too, not in any kind of Middle Eastern way. Paula Julie.
Huh. I'm always surprised to find out what people are. And it's not really
what they are.
What are you?
No, it's
how odd is
we
that?
We don't even know ourselves. We
we
take a dump in a box and mail it off for somebody to tell us.
And most of us are very,
how I did it.
Very combined people, you know.
Like if somebody
if you're not, you're incest all the way back.
Just like if you're
am I right? Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe not totally, but your family didn't leave town much.
No, no one's.
Family tree straight up.
None of that.
They stuck to their guns on certain things. You know.
Odd.
Any others you want to... just say a random person. No, that takes the fun out of it, actually. Yeah, it really does. Scat. Oh, they did a second video for the song Wild Pair. That one obviously didn't do good. That one has 70,000 views on YouTube. It was uploaded 16 years ago. Aw.
So are you saying Jackal should do a video with a wolf?
That was the original thing, yes. Or a video or some kind of like an NBA mascot wolf, wearing like a biker jacket and chains, a do-rag.
What about a Jackal movie in the vein of Studio 666 where the wolf hunts the band?
As long as the Worley brother doesn't die shortly thereafter, I'm fine with it.
All right, what if both Worleys make it, but Roman's got to go? He's the first one eaten.
That's a good tease.
It's hard to...
Let's answer that at the end of the show.
I couldn't kill off a Worley. I couldn't. I love them both.
Why would you
want
to? That's just...
Well, if it's like a... Like if there
but the wolf's going to get one of them. Like, to make it believable, he's got to.
Yeah. And plus, like we said before, in movies and stuff, they're going to kill you also. They're not going to just let you pick who dies. You witnessed it. They're going to kill you too. So it don't matter who you pick.
Chris is a drummer. I feel like he would beat the hell out of the wolf.
He's pretty tough.
That's why he wears the tie. He'll pull it off real quick, go up behind him, and choke him out.
Well, but he's in his underwear a lot, too, so the wolf might go for his legs. I've seen him many a time.
He looks in the mirror when he's getting out of bed. I didn't say that. I was kidding.
Like everybody knows.
I was kidding.
Chris drums in his underwear constantly.
And he dresses like he's going to a, you know,
I mean, hell,
a nice party or something.
How many Survivor rallies you got to go to know that?
Rally, rally, rally. All right, that was not a paid thing for Jackal either, but I'm glad we got back to it. And it did involve wrestling, someone pointed out. Of course, you mixed wrestling in there, talking about Jacob Fat. It used Fatu. It ain't Jacob Fat.
Samoan Werewolf.
He missed you.
Who I will say is the superior Fatu at this point, misappropriates culture and music.
Well, that's what they say. That's not for me to say. That's for them to say, whoever them is.
That cycled out pretty quick.
Well, you know what? That's when you're that machine of media that you are, when you now working with the president and blah, 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 I mean, you can scrub things.
It is a legit question, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at Jey Uso. I mean,
the whole, yeah.
But anyway, you know what? People have a past, and they work past it, and that's what we're hoping Paige will do. We really are. She will. I'm behind you. I really am. So, Fatboy, explain this, if you would, because you know how to say this the best. We did a little promo piece yesterday that's been playing the last 20 hours, and you said it real well in that particular time.
Yeah, this guy's girl. We got a guy coming on. His girlfriend's doing something for him that other guys would beg their girlfriends to do for them.
Oh my goodness!
But he ain't happy about it.
No, and I am just because of the way I've noticed. It's not just like you read a text and you say, "Oh, that's a man saying that," or "That's a woman saying that," and you find out, you know, many times like it's not. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see what men say about this. Because I would never be in this situation, ever, ever.
Because there is a give and take.
There absolutely is. And it's far worse than, well, I'm watching her TV show and she's got to watch mine. No. Which is kind of like cuckold TV. You ever think of it that way?
Yeah.
It really is. Channel. You're made to watch it because they want to watch it.
All right. I've been there.
Paige.
All that homoerotic stuff.
That will be, don't say...
First of all, that's an oxymoron. You say the first word erotic immediately. That's what we think about.
Yeah. Fatboy's nickname on... I'm not going to say that one. I was going to say it was erotic homo, but that wouldn't be cool, would it?
Oh, you probably... Yeah, that's like the generic... this name's already taken.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When you start your MySpace or FaceSpace.
I'm interested to see where... The women as well. I mean, you were involved in this as well, but the guys, like I don't think like this way, the way most guys may would, and I don't know that you do either, Fatboy, but maybe you do, and I just don't know.
This guy is he's early in into an opportunity that might not last long.
All right, that'll be coming up at about 20 after 7 because. I got to get to work and get checked in and everything, but then I can step outside and call you.
Yeah. Let me clock in first.
That's awesome. So that'd be around 7:20 this morning. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
We are going to find out what very serious event was interrupted by a wet fart.
What? Hey, don't steal my thunder from the BDA.
How do you say TNC, Headline Sports?
Like, all of them. You about this time yesterday?
Oh, blowing
blame
them up.
It on your keys.
Blame it on the keys.
She'd blame it on the dog, but she knows it's at home in one of my houses.
Yeah, you got multiple houses.
All right.
Multiple dogs, too, probably.
We will find out about that. A couple dogs, yeah. Yeah, 2.5 dogs. All right, we'll get into that and a whole bunch more next to Rise Guys Headlines. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, a solemn ash scattering ceremony was interrupted by something very peculiar. And this is a family in Seattle. We'll begin with this. Unfortunately, they use Spotify for their background music, and they were playing Frank Sinatra's The Impossible Dream. while scattering a loved one's ashes last month.
It's a great song.
It is a beautiful
song. I like
song.
Elvis's version of it as well. No like kidding. Yeah, I do.
I like it too.
However, they did have to joke that their mom needed to get Spotify Premium because of what happened as they were scattering the ashes. They didn't have the ad-free version. So when the song ended, it immediately played an ad for how to relieve constipation.
Oh, man.
The unreachable star.
This is the quickest way to clear out stuck poop.
The number one food for regular beings.
The fastest way to clear out stuck poop is by adding more fiber to your diet.
Not quite, unless you want to make things worse.
People are bopping for that one pretty hard.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, I was like, okay, this is not you making it a setup. I was like, this is somebody's little prank they're doing or blah, blah, blah. No, that was absolutely authentic. Real. I also love that marketing now is finally getting down to my level. People used to shun farts and
they're really over now.
I mean, the first part of the attention grabber is
I'm very surprised at how it's blown up now. Like
I think I've been just chipping away at it for years.
Might have been radio griping about finally it. Come to
what me. Do you think your fart tolerance is? As far like how many can you like, you know, 5 or 10 clips in a row. Like, to me, longer than a couple minutes is probably too much.
Oh, yeah. There's some on there that'll be, like, compilations where it'll be, like a 2 or 3 minute reel. I'm like, no. I can't. They try to make too many compilations. It's like World's Craziest Farters, Volume 34.
Like, it's not funny all the time.
No. No. Absolutely not. And a lot of times, it's just the context of it, too.
Yeah.
Like, so many I haven't played on, like, Best Damn Audio. It's because they're Ring doorbell ones. And it would just sound like I'm playing a fart sound effect. But in reality, it's the dude from Blank a Blank's pizza place dropping off a pizza. And when he does, he bends over and...
I know when you're dating a girl, you don't mind if she does it. But what if she does it like louder than you? Or what if it smells worse than yours?
Oh. I mean, the smell would be very hard to deal with. The sounds and stuff, like, I mean... there's a certain point when it would be kind of annoying, yeah.
I mean, if I was farting like you do, Matt, I'd stay at home.
Well, you know what? I wish you would get gas there.
I would be sick, because generally when that happens, there's diarrhea following.
There's not, though.
With me.
What if you're having a good session together and she's firing them off? You're like, you know what? We might have to stop for a second. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Clear yourself out.
There's been times when I thought that had happened in the past, but it was just that weird suction sound that it makes sometimes.
Oh. God, man. Wow. Don't mind me.
Okay. Well, Heinz.
Heinz!
I'll wait for that.
Heinz.
Well, you might.
That right there, the timing though, that's
that
so
was
crazy. But you know, back to the like the, you know, you don't even have to play it, but more than just my armpit stink from my yeah. pits to my, and you say I'm thinking they're gonna go with another word that rhymes with it. They're like, no, my bits, and she's actually pointing down in her underwear. I'm like,
oh my goodness, finally. You don't want that.
I know some people say I don't want you to, you know, be sad at my funeral, but it's a funeral. Like that's what you do. You're gonna be sad.
Well,
I think that lightened the mood.
I mean, yeah, it's gonna be sad when you go to leave and get in your car. But in the moment, it should be. I don't like to say celebration because it sounds like you're celebrating that they're dead. Yeah, but it's a weird celebration of their life, yeah. And you know, you can't spell funeral without fun. Is what I was always
okay.
Or Earl.
Or Errol. Either one. It's a good point. We should add that addendum to the quote.
All right. Well, on Paige, those are your Rice Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. Fat Boy.
Oh,
I think I know where you're going to go with this one, but if you don't, I will at some point.
It happened again.
I know.
Well, you know, no.
Third time.
Not on the court.
Let's pick a little audio for you that somebody may have spoken this into existence, which is very easy to do.
God bless it. Was this on The Simpsons?
Nope. Not Simpsons, but it's very easy to do when sports books are, you know, putting prop bets up for
yeah, no crap.
Encouraging people.
It's like when people had issues with Pete Rose gambling, betting on the games. You're actually then, or who's the one who admitted that he would look at the betting odds on what color tie he would wear? Al Michaels?
Al Michaels would hear the prop bets, and sometimes he would do the over or the under.
So, if you bet X amount of dollars on somebody's going to throw a third dildo, here's the big question. We've already said it's happened for a third time. What color was it?
We'll tell you what color it was.
Oh!
We also have audio from the person it actually hit.
Oh, no.
He hit a player this time.
That's not cool.
And she didn't catch it with her mouth.
Oh, man. Remember I said that would be fun if one
ew,
just dropped
God.
The ball and went and caught it with a mouth like a dog.
No.
Not in a demeaning way.
You don't know where it's been.
Well,
I only hope where it's been.
I know where it's going.
Ugh.
Good morning, everyone.
Understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, 2007, he finally did it. We told you the other day, he tied Hank Aaron's home run record. But on this day, Barry Bonds broke it. And he still holds the record till today. 762 homers.
Will it be broken?
You
it's
know
hard
what?
To say. Will it? Will it not?
Could you look at that real quick?
See who's closest?
Yeah, because I don't know. I think actively, I don't know there's anybody near the top 10. I don't think.
No. I think, does Aaron Judge even have 400? I don't even know.
Maris's record.
I used to keep up with it so much. And it was because I didn't have other things to keep up with.
And right? Tomei's got
literally
a lot more than people think.
He finished with more than Mickey Mantle did. Mickey Mantle finished with 536.
I got a lot more if I can drink a little
freaking bit. I'm trying to do this. 660, I think, was Willie Mays. Anyway, closest to Hank Aaron. All right, go ahead. Sorry. I can't type and not talk. I just am addicted.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. MLB home run.
I can do it. I'm already there. Don't need you.
Uh-oh. Who's actively closest?
Oh. I didn't add active.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, so Aaron Judge is joining a short list of only 3 players to beat the home run record.
Top 15 are retired.
What is the record?
Top 20 are retired.
Top 20 retired?
Top 25 on the list are retired. So I'm trying to look for the active closest, and it's not in the top 30.
Oh, you're looking at a different – okay. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, this ain't looking good. Wow, Nelson Cruz has got a lot more than people think.
How many?
464.
Good Lord.
Yep. You, I don't know, man. Giancarlo Stanton's not going to get it because he's kind of fallen off, but he's got 439. He's tied with Konerko at 45th place.
God, that right there is shocking. Freaking Paul Konerko. Wow.
Okay. Tied with Dale Murphy, 61st. Mike Trout, 398. He ain't going to get it either, though.
Yeah, he is. No.
Trout's older and he's hurt a lot more now.
Man,
injury.
That's
problem.
Sad. If you're
speaking
at the
of
end.
This,
Otami's already got 228.
Otami, hey, I don't know, Fat Boy, if you know it yet or not, but Paige, there, Seattle has this great player named Cal Raleigh. He's really good. He's been hitting some. I think he's hit more home runs so far this season than any other rookie.
I think he's up to 42, but he's not a rookie.
It's not his full rookie year?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's been around.
Okay. So, you know what his nickname is? The Big Dumper. It's his nickname, The Big Dumper.
Cowboy. You know, Paul Goldschmidt's got 372. He won't get there, but Freddie Freeman's got 356.
I mean, I can understand if he drove a dump truck, but the other connotation isn't very pleasant.
I know. Well, that's what I think of. Yeah, I don't. Unless
a big poop.
Unless Jasper's in the car and we're singing some of the Blippi hits.
So
we're on Bulldozer right now. That's a favorite. I love I know every word of that song.
So we've got a third dildo throwing incident
Ugh.
But listen to this. Here's Sophie Cunningham on her podcast, kind of speaking it into existence before the third dildo was thrown.
If someone threw that thing, and like, first of all, the bounce that that thing had, if that smacks someone in the face, you know that that's going to be plastered everywhere. Like, I just know how things go viral now, and I just know if that thing like even came from like the rafters or bounced and just slapped me right in the face, I could never. That would be what I'd be known for life.
Well, guess what?
Oh,
there
no.
are worse things.
Fever versus the Sparks. Somebody tossed it from the stands, and it did hit Sophie, but it hit her in the ankle. And
well,
she kind of sold
it. It wasn't in the face.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to really have some launch on that sucker. It was an 18-year-old kid that threw it. They got arrested for it. And
you know, not only is she drop-dead gorgeous, but like her personality is just...
It's like total package, man.
I know. I mean, she's great. She dresses well, you know.
She originally tweeted, "Stop throwing dildos on the court. You're going to hurt one of us."
Dildos.
She tweeted after the third incident, "This did not age well."
Damn it.
That's what she X'd.
It didn't age well?
The fans throwing stuff onto the court will be immediately ejected, facing a minimum 1-year ban and legal action.
You know, I'm not saying that the Swamp Rabbits would do it, but, you know, they do the teddy bear toss. So why not? Some kind of...
Well, they got a whole game where they let you throw them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's sweet of them. They sell you a teddy bear, and then you can throw it onto the thing, and then the teddy bears go to unfortunate kids.
Go Bits.
After it's laid all over the ice. And
we out of here.
But what if there was some kind of, dildos for the disadvantaged, you know, people who need that relief but just can't afford.
Well, we're gonna find out in a few days who, if anybody, placed a prop bet on it, because it was another green one and it hit.
Why the green ones?
I don't know.
They're buying them in bulk.
But the people that make these, a couple
from Alibaba,
couple companies are saying, look, these are for the bedroom, not for the court. Quit throwing them.
But everybody's just using it to market, though. Everything is. Like the video, I sent it to you, Fat Boy. It was Kelsey Plum, right?
Yep.
Somebody made an AI video.
Plum Dog.
Taking her pregame, throwing a T-shirt in the crowd, and replacing it with a green dildo into the crowd.
And she got an arm, too.
I know. She does. She's also fun. But just... Yep.
She's a little...
She's fierce. I'll say that. She's fierce. Probably too fierce for me.
She's amped up a little bit, you know. A little abrasive.
Yeah.
But still a personality.
Yeah, she's got a personality.
She thinks it's weird that, you know, guys ask for autographs, you know, outside the hotel, which I don't see really as weird, but...
You know, and I saw... I can't remember who it was. If it was Tiffany Stratton, one of them.
Tiffy Time.
Went on and saying that she's not going to sign outside airports or anything. I get the anxiety of people running at you, everything, but yeah. God bless. I mean, look at that's. It's part of fame.
Dude, Mommy had to tweet out, "If you mail stuff to my house, I will not sign it."
I don't blame her on that. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, Buddy Matthews messed you up too.
Yeah, but when did the creep factor start? Because I used to write letters to old men when I was a kid, asking for them
well,
to...
Well, you were a kid. You're not some...
That's even worse.
I know. They answered them.
They answered me.
Yeah,
how
but
you
that,
doing, little
many
boy?
Times.
You were... You only wanted some kind of thing from them, but nothing
that's
sexual.
What they want from me. Nothing
Jack
sexual.
Morris,
some kind
jock.
Of thing. Yeah. Talking about my butt virginity.
No.
Get out of here with that.
Otis Nixon, Mel U's jock, or
no.
Sock?
No, an old, gently used cracked pipe. That's what he sent me. Oh, Lord.
He'd laugh
okay.
at that one.
Nothing nefarious.
It won't be next, but I just want to make you aware of, and Fat Boy, you worded it really well. A guy is mad or has an issue with a situation that Fat Boy says many of you would love to be in.
His girlfriend is hooking him up.
Oh.
She's teeing it up for him.
So you're like already. See, that's good. That's a good thing about radio right there. Good thing about the tease.
That's
like,
better than the last one.
What is it that most guys would love to be in, but this guy's like, nope. And I will join him in that. Not in the thing that he's going to talk about. No, not that.
Hang on now.
I will join him in agreeing.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.